Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong, who I always want to talk smart things with. Haley, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not podcasting from my bed this week. It's not as cold as it was in my room before. It's cold outside, that's for damn sure.
Not as late as we did that one night.
Two weeks in a row, I podcast from my bed. Oh. I know that's not super professional, but like, I just gotta live my life the way I'm supposed to, and
keep it real.
I was supposed to podcast from my bed. So. Yeah.
I should be, because I'm not feeling very well, and sorry everyone for the state of my nasally voice right now, but at least I have a voice. So, and thanks for your patience. We've had to delay this one a little bit because I was sick, and it was Austin Trupp asked, where do I have this? He was like, is this because you got stranded on a hurricane, like on an island in the middle of a hurricane? But feels like it, but no. No, it feels like I got hit by a bus, but that's all right. It's this time of year. So what did you think of this episode? It was a lot of drama. It was a lot of inclement weather. It was, I don't know, I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like the weather was a really good like metaphor for what happened in the episode. I felt like this one was a little quicker paced than the last few, which is nice, probably because we had two rose ceremonies. I was very relieved that this week's rose ceremony did not get pushed to next week. So that filled up quite a bit of time. I thought the dates were okay, like the one-on-one. We didn't get a lot of focus on it, and those tend to drag. We had it intercut with Leah crying about things. So so that was a nice change of pace. I thought it was a good episode. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, I thought so too. I agree. It was good that we didn't get another to be continued. And now that we're in the Bahamas and we're down to, what are we down to now? Like six of them? It was just a lot easier to keep track.
I can't count. There's 14 like generic blonde girls.
There's still a ton of blondes. So it's still a little hard.
It's hard to know who's there and who's not.
Yeah. But now we only have one Lauren left, finally. So
one Lauren and two blondes?
Oh, only two? No, more than that, right?
Lauren B.
Are you counting Amanda as a blonde?
No, she's ombre.
Okay. Wow, we've really lost a lot of blondes all of a sudden.
Oh, it's a blondicide.
Early hashtag contender. We haven't always been doing hashtags, but I like that.
Blondicide. Yeah, we forget to do things.
Yeah, we do. We've been accused of forgetting to do the draft lately, but I don't know.
No, that's a choice. We choose that.
Do we only have one person left now?
Oh, fuck, we do.
Really sad.
Oh, Randy's like giggling to himself in his car right now, listening
to
that.
Like, got like that evil plotting pose. Like he's ready to like usurp this podcast, but
he's not doing it. This is ours.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So let's start out talking about how we wrapped up from the last one, the cliffhanger. They did wrap it up pretty fast, but we have Ben talking to Olivia. I thought it was a pretty humorous conversation. She's just so not self-aware, and she just really seemed to be trying to use that time to make digs at the other girls. Like, oh, they just like doing hair and nails, and I like smart things. I want to talk about smart things. What did you think about this combo?
I want to talk about like life and like news and like stuff. And I was like, girl, you are not Jubilee. Jubilee plays the cello. She's adopted. She's in the military. Do not pretend like you're complicated like our girl Jubilee. Get your ass out of here. Live.
Just go braid somebody's hair. Come on, that's fun.
Like, paint your nails in peace. Who cares? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Don't call each other teen moms. Although it's funny and you like that.
Right.
The other girls do not.
Right.
Hey, and if Olivia thinks she's so highbrow, like, don't give me that shit. You're watching Teen Mom.
That's a good point. Seriously, and I mean, these other girls do not seem hard to get along with. Even when she got eliminated.
No, they seem like a really good batch of girls.
They were really supportive. They weren't even like cheering like when Kelsey got eliminated on Chris's season. They were just shocked. Like, oh, she was so confident. I'm sure if Olivia was at all tolerable to be around, they would have been fine with her. So, what do you think of her come at me, bro? Confessional.
She's trying so hard, but it's just like not working. Like, I think she thinks she's funny, but she's not.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're splicing it to maximum effect and stuff and getting her to say these things, but
Also, she's not funny, so it doesn't. Also, she's a white girl from Texas, so it doesn't work.
Right.
Also, she's Olivia, so it doesn't work.
Yeah. And Olivia is so sure that she, like, is the final one, and that she's getting these one-on-one dates. And even when she gets a two-on-one date in this episode, she's still thinking, like, this is a sure sign. Like, I'm ahead of everyone. Isn't the two-on-one date, like, the sure sign that you are not a contender whatsoever? I don't think anyone has been on a two-on-one that's ever made it to hometowns. I would need a fact checker.
Whenever Twitter Emily's,
yeah,
they, oh, sorry, Emily, I know there's a couple of you and you're all great. I just can't remember which one does this, but like every week is basically like posts gifts of Courtney, and it's like, you're trying to be, Olivia's trying to be Courtney Robertson, but she's not good at it.
Right.
Like, that's really what it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause Courtney Robertson won, but she's just a second rate. Like, yeah, it's just not genuine. It doesn't seem like it's her trying to be a character either. Like, oh, I'm going to be the villain like Courtney. It's her, but it's just weaker.
Because Olivia's not self-aware, and Courtney was.
Right, exactly. But do we have a book to look forward to? A tell-all Olivia book? Is she going to have a knockoff like Courtney Robertson?
God, I hope so. Oh my God, I would be first, I think she has a blog, line at the bookstore for that shit. Also, are we going to have a Bachelor Reads book club for when Andy's book comes out soon?
Wait, Andy has a book coming out? Did I know this?
Yeah, she has a book. It's called It's Not Okay. Okay. It's coming out soon. Good title. Like, it might be an off-season pod for us.
Ooh, nice. Well, we never read Chris Harrison's book, but...
No, that's not... We're not doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm not reading Whatchamacallum's book either, because that's bullshit. Not doing that.
Oh, who's Sean's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did read that one, but... It's a very easy read.
Yeah, because this PR person sent it to you for free.
I got it for free, yeah.
He didn't send me a copy.
Yeah.
Do I not give off a reading vibe?
You definitely read more than I do. Did you know Olivia has a blog? OliviaCaridi.com.
/blog. Stop. Okay, Olivia.
Caridi, CARIDI.com.
Okay, what? Can you say that again?
Yeah.
CARIDI. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, we're good. Okay, got it.
I mean, life is tough, but so are you.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Oh my God, this is everything I've hoped and dreamed of all of my life. Oh my God, she has the craziest eyes in her blog picture.
Oh, she does.
A whale named Corey. That's the name of the most recent blog post.
A whale.
Oh my God, she's amazing.
She says, I'm back from paradise, but... I guess she doesn't mean Bachelor in Paradise, but maybe we can hope for that. Let's see. Go down to, like, let's see. Ooh, to thine own self be true.
Introverts? Like, girl, you're not an introvert.
Yeah, exactly.
A passion for people? Get off my dick. What are you talking about? Demo reel. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Okay. Our homework homework is to watch the demo reel.
Right, because who sent us? Somebody sent us her modeling pictures, too.
Yeah, those amazing.
Oh my gosh.
I think she looks better on television than she does in pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe for anyone who wants to leave an iTunes review this week, let us know what you thought about her blog in the review or in the comments of our page or on Twitter. Demo reel. Life is tough, but so are you. Ever since I was a young girl, I've always struggled with the feeling of fitting in. I'm an introvert, uncomfortable in large groups of people, awkward at times, and very serious. So she likes talking about serious things. I was overweight, and my closest friend in second grade said to me, "We can't be friends anymore because you're fat." I was bullied. I ate alone in the cafeteria, sat by myself on the school bus. Kids were mean, and I was never part of a group. Every day after school, I went home and cried. I felt hopeless, wondering if I'd ever find my role in the world. I don't know. I'm not feeling sympathetic here. I'm an introvert.
Let's move on.
All right.
We have a lot to talk about her later, so I don't want to.
I know. We don't want to blow up the Olivia spot. She's got enough airtime. So we start out, let's see, well, the rose ceremony.
Oh yeah.
Olivia comes back. The girls are not too excited about that. There's just a lot of talk about, you know, why is he pulling her away? You called it, we called it. He wasn't really gonna get rid of her right then. He plays by the rules, as far as we can tell so far. I don't know about these upcoming previews. but it was actually Jennifer, right? Is that her name?
Yeah, we got a confessional from Jennifer, her first of the season, saying, I'm not sure who's going to go home right now. And we all knew it was Jennifer. We'll see you in Mexico, girlfriend.
Yeah, she was definitely the Samantha of this season, for sure.
Hopefully she's not as, like, insane. Actually, I hope she's insane.
I hope there's, like, 10 guys that are like, Jennifer, I came here for you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I definitely knew your name after watching the season.
Yeah. That's all you need to say, and she'll be, like, putting in your hands. Like, what? You know me? Oh,
I
my
know
gosh.
Your name.
Oh, I need to know.
It's Janice, right?
Oh,
yeah, so we said goodbye to Jennifer. My brother was devastated because he loved her face.
Uh-huh.
So, bye, Jen. Hope you find your dad. Let's move on to this week. So, what's it called? It's called the one-on-one date.
Yes.
Okay, so the one-on-one date card arrives, and Leah kind of expects it to be her. Olivia expects it to be her, and Emily is like, it's not for me. Like,
she's realistic.
Yeah, she knows what's going on here.
Yeah.
And it was Kayla again. Kayla's name was on the date card. Ben said that he wants a chance to get to know her better. So they go deep sea fishing. Amy, if a man wanted to take you on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean to deep sea fish, how would you feel?
Well, I would not be into that because I'm a vegetarian, so I don't go fishing. And I don't eat fish. But I certainly would not kiss a fish that they caught after they're,
what
like, killing
Ben's
it.
Ben's obsession of making women kiss things that aren't him.
Oh, yeah, the puppet. What else?
The fish.
The fish.
That's enough for me.
That's enough.
That's enough for me to be like, Ben, your face is great, but I don't want to kiss that.
Yeah, I don't want to kiss all these weird things.
I don't know where else you want my mouth to be. It's not going to go where you want it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that, and just the whole weather this whole time, like, that boat could not, like, it was just barely making it, and we didn't see a lot of it probably because Kayla was freaked out.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and assume that this was hurricane season, right?
Yeah.
Or like the tail end.
This
based
is like,
on the filming schedule.
Okay, what was the season where they like didn't go anywhere? Was that Christmas season? It's like where they just want to save money. This is probably how they saved money. Go in hurricane season.
Oh my god, go in the off season. Yeah. Great idea.
And it's like not good for the hair, not good for the, it's only good for like Ben standing on a cliff looking sad, but he wasn't really quite at that point. They just sort of forced it on us anyway. Like, oh,
yeah,
like he
so
was really
Kayla's
so sad.
Was like milk toast like her. So I can't wait for her season of The Bachelorette. It's going to be riveting. Anyway, so that's cut with Leah crying that she didn't get the date. And like,
basically the first airtime of Leah that we've had.
Congrats, Leah. Yeah. You're on television now after 6 weeks.
Right.
You go, girl.
Well, what did you think of him giving Kayla the second one? I'm trying to think. I know this happens sometimes.
Yeah, like, but I don't really care, but like I can understand why the girls care.
Right. It's just confirming that you're not going far. And
yeah, like, sorry.
So she was necessary.
Like, I think the only one aware of that is Emily.
Yeah.
Like, Emily's just
about
enjoying
herself,
her free vacation.
Yeah.
Calling her sister, racking up those international phone bills.
Yeah, I appreciate that about her because, I mean, she gets that perk that she gets to call her sister. But I like that she's not crying for her sister and she's having her own fun on her own. They're separated and she's has a good attitude about it. She knows she's not the winner. But
if I'm Haley, which I am a Haley, but I am not that Haley. If I were Haley, I'd be livid that my sister got to go on all these fun free vacays and I didn't. I had to sit at home with my mom, my six dogs in Las Vegas and not live the dream because
I know.
Emily's living the dream. Haley is not.
I hope they make it up to her and she's on Bachelor in Paradise. Both of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How do I forget about that? Obviously.
And we saw the picture that they met the Big Brother twins.
Yeah, how,
I don't know the story behind that.
I had
that.
A couple of people send that to me, and I was like, yep, love this.
Yeah.
I'd ship it.
Yeah.
I would ship a polyamorous relationship between those four girls.
Just get no, Austin, stay away from it.
Well, Austin and Liz broke up.
Apparently they did, right?
Breaking news.
Yeah, sad.
R.I.P.
I'm sure he's like making his way to Haley's house right now.
You, my house. Yeah.
If you had a twin, he'd be all about that. But I think the Vegas ones. Plus, I can see him like being into living in Vegas and having like a weird show about I don't know, Judas show or something.
Ew, I don't even want to talk about him. Let's move on. So Leah was whining.
Leah, yeah.
Episode.
What's going on there? She was just, I think it was just the realization that he doesn't, I'm not going
She's
far.
She's like, oh, I'm wasting my time. You yeah. are in the Bahamas and you are not paying for it. That is not yeah. a waste of time.
Exactly.
That is, what's it called? Like,
living life well.
You guys know what I mean? Like taking advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, carpe diem.
Live that life. Enjoy your free vacay.
Yes.
And she ruined it for herself, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So anyway, she cries. Kayla is on her date. She says that she's afraid of breaking Ben's heart.
That was so
and
weird.
That's why she's been closed off lately. And Ben's like, well, am I going to say goodbye to you tonight? Or like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm falling in love with you. And then they make out and I'm over it. Let's move on.
Were you confused? Or, I mean, I think
yes,
everyone was
confused.
Yes, because
it's hard to follow when they're like,
yeah, why was she saying that?
Finally crying over like Kayla's heartfelt emotional speeches.
Is she already trying to like say, I want to be the bachelorette. I know I need to go farther. I'm probably going to break your heart because I don't want this to go any further. Or
why would you not want it to go further? I'd want it to go to the fantasy suite with Benjamin.
Yeah.
And then
maybe she's just so confident that she knows she can say something like that. Or maybe she thinks it'll be like intriguing. And it came around for her.
I guess so.
Like, but it was just weird.
I just don't buy the chemistry there. And I don't think Kayla's like faking.
Right.
I just don't think they have the natural chemistry. Unlike Lauren B and Ben, which was, you
everybody
know,
could
the
see
center
that.
Of controversy the, yeah. in the next day.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It was, okay, I was really excited about this date because we saw a preview that they were
so in on this.
And I literally with pigs.
Yeah, we got a question about this. Did you, like, I can't remember who said it. Here, you know what, let me just find it. Give
okay.
me 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm prepared.
Although the pigs seemed a little more aggressive than I pictured. I pictured like swimming with pigs would be like swimming like with dolphins and
yeah,
mermaids.
Those things
but...
were like large and in charge.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ian Rice asked, did you know pigs could swim before this episode? I actually read an article about swimming pigs in the Bahamas like earlier that week.
Okay.
So when I saw the swimming pigs, I was like, oh my God, they're going to the Bahamas. I just read about this. So I did know it. But like not like a long time before.
I think I saw it. I had like a Pinterest account for like a month, a long time ago. And I feel like that was one of those things when I was like in a frenzy of like pinning all these travel destinations. I was like, no way. There's like swimming pigs. And it was just like an idyllic picture. And it looked really cool. And then I kind of forgot about it. And so this reminded me. And now it's all I want to do.
Yeah, I don't care if those pigs are like bloodthirsty or trying to murder me in my sleep. I want to hang out with them. How cool is that? I'm going to swim with pigs.
It's so cool. I don't think the girls liked it. I think they were a little stressed.
Except Lauren H., who is like holding one in her confessional, like aww. Best confessional of the season, probably of the series.
That's
I want
true.
More baby animals in the house.
Yeah. Oh, so cute. They should have done that on Chris's season because he's into
why, yeah, well we had like one pig that like Amber wrangled question mark
oh yeah
did Amber wrangle it
oh yeah
or
like
I mean,
the
like,
farm
Carly
obstacle
did.
Course oh yeah
okay Amber
Carly.
It was like the
Amber
Carly of the season
yeah yes yeah so but this was a very odd mood on this date. It was like six women all seeing him have a one-on-one with Lauren B, right?
But isn't that every group date with Lauren B?
Right. What was funny about this one is that most of them seem to be on her side, too. Like, they're all supportive of her relationship with him. Maybe
yeah,
not on the date, but
group of
afterwards.
Girls are, like, super into each other.
Yeah. They're too nice to each other. It's cool, but I don't know. That's funny. And we're not used
yeah,
to this.
So, you know, Leah was upset about that. She's like, well, why am I here? And Ben's like, because I want you to be here. And then later on, he asked Becky, he's like, you were a little standoffish on that date. And
so is everybody.
Props to Ben for like having the gall to like say that to a woman.
Right.
I, unlike Becca, would have lost my mind and been like, why didn't you see that you're doing this? You're an idiot. Blah, blah.
Why didn't you come
because
up to me earlier?
Super forgiving.
Yeah.
But Becca was just like, Becca.
She's
you know,
the pro.
This is why we love Becca. It's because
she
was mature enough to be like, you know what? You're right. And it's because of this reason. And Ben was like, okay, I understand that. Thank you for being honest with me.
Yeah,
and
he totally didn't deny it or anything.
Yeah.
he wasn't like, what? Chemistry with Lauren B? No. He didn't try to like make her feel better about like, oh no, but I have great chemistry with you too. He just sort of rolled with it. So it's just interesting that.
And Becca didn't throw anyone under the bus needlessly.
Yeah. How smart is it to talk shit about, you're one of six girls, talk shit about one of them, and then think that you can deny it when like the rest of them are pretty good friends with her and stuff.
This was literally like the worst idea possible.
She's
and
not covered.
Our new friend
all.
Leah was just like, hey, Ben, I think there's someone you should watch out for.
She had no evidence.
Lauren B. Like, I don't want you ending up with her. It's like, what the shit? Where is this coming from? Person I didn't realize was not a producer.
Yeah. She had no actual things to say about why. You know, and we had no clips
to show. This is not
true.
Lauren B is like a baby angel.
Yeah, why? What could it have been? What was the reason?
Jealousy. She was, you know, taken over by the green-eyed monster.
Yeah. I mean, she said something when she was saying it's somebody you have the strongest connection with. And I don't know if it was a question we got somewhere or where I saw it, but when she said Lauren B, it was off camera. It was like dubbed in. Mm. So I don't know if she was actually talking about Olivia and then they were just reading into it.
Know,
but then Ben talked about how it was Lauren B.
Yeah. And then obviously the producer sent Lauren in there.
Right.
And Lauren came in next and she like broke up this awkward convo. And then like immediately Ben, who apparently has the same social skills as Chris Soules, was like immediately like, so I heard one of the girls were talking shit about you. Like, yeah. What's the scoop? And Lauren was like, wait, what?
Right. Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, and then like left and then like started crying. And then Leah came in. I was like, what's the scoop? And Lauren was like, well, one of the girls just said that like I was a shitty human. And Leah was like,
wasn't me.
Who would have done that? It wasn't me. Yeah. If you have to, okay. If you
break
ever happen to go on The Bachelor and you hear that someone's talking to us about you and they say, oh, it wasn't me,
it was them. Yeah. That's like the weirdest response ever. And wouldn't you just be like, what? I can't believe that.
Wasn't me. Na 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 na.
It wasn't me. Oh, man. So great. And she just had this stone face and just, oh, it was so good.
Leah is a stone cold killer who will be a man eater on VIP.
Yay.
Or she'll cry a lot.
Right.
Maybe both.
Right. Well, she went out with a bang, and this is not all that she does. She
tried to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
By going to Ben's house. Trying
to go bang him. Yeah, that was also so awkward because, you know, normally when these girls or guys sneak away,
it literally leads to a bang.
Yeah, it's like the person opens the door and they're really excited. It's this clandestine thing. And he was just like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
He was excited to see her.
Yeah, he was not. And do you think she got... Like, she did this to herself. Like, he was just going to eliminate her at the next rose ceremony, but...
I think she had a chance to save herself right here. I think he loved that she came after hours to see him. And then, you know, if she just would have been like, hey, I felt like we haven't spent enough time together, so I'm not sitting back and waiting for that anymore. I'm interested in you, and I'm going to take some time with you. Like, let's hang out, watch a movie, whatever. He would have been... all about that life. But Leah, she spent her time talking ass about Lauren B some more. Like, you do
That's
not talk ass about the guy's number one gal pal. Like, you don't do it.
Yeah, that was you see where his loyalty is. Yeah. See, I don't know if he was that excited to see her. I might have a little different take, because if you remember on the pig date, she talked to him and she was also, of course, standoffish, and so was JoJo. They were all kind of everyone except Lauren B, basically. But she said she didn't come away from that conversation feeling any better, because she sort of called him on like, oh, I wish that you would have taken me on the one-on-one instead of Kayla twice. And he didn't really say, I'm sorry. He just said, yeah, I can see why you feel that, but try to have fun here. So I think he thought that Leah would have been cooler with it. Like, I think he never really felt a long-term spark and was just like, oh, well, she's a pal and somebody cool I can keep around, kind of like Emily, for as long as I can, and she won't give me a hard time about it. And I think he was thrown that she called him on that. And so, yeah, I think it was just a matter of time, but she definitely did not use that strategy. She should have done what you said, and maybe it would have turned things around. You do not. It's a bad idea, as we've always said, to talk about another girl in any one-on-one time. But to
I think if she just would have like chilled out, she would have got herself at least one more vacation destination.
Oh, yeah, that's what somebody needs to really play it for the vacation game. We haven't really seen someone do it that strongly in a while, but
like I feel like Kelly Travis was like our number one vacation goer.
Yeah. And oh, who's that girl that has, is it Leslie from Sean's season who actually has like a travel blog or something?
I follow her on like Instagram and Snapchat, and her life is the one that I want to live.
Yeah. I think she did it right. She made it really far, but didn't have to end up with Sean. So let's see. Leah gets eliminated. There wasn't a lot of reaction to that after she got
like some other girls. She burned all of her bridges in the house, and they're like, okay, cool, bye.
I thought it was funny when on the pig date she and the other Lauren were sort of talking, sort of commiserating because they're sort of in the same situation, but like, I didn't quit my job or leave my job just to sit here so we can talk to people hotter than me. And then they were like, you're just as hot as them. You are too, girl. So I think those were the two pals, but they both didn't have the best episodes tonight because they didn't last, but maybe they'll be back together. Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Leah really increased her case, huh? On this one.
Yeah. I think she's a shoe in there for Mexico.
Yeah. That's nice. She stood out.
Vacation.
Right.
Now, and then what happened next?
The two-on-one.
The two-on-one.
Yes. We love our two-on-ones.
We do. And, like, for some reason, like, it didn't occur to me that, like, this would be the two-on-one. Like, we kind of figured Olivia would be the two-on-one, right? Like, it kind of made sense. But
yeah,
Olivia and Emily, it's like, oh, yeah, of course. Because, like, Emily is on, like, team anti Olivia, like she's like the captain of it, and Olivia's on team Olivia always,
right? And it's kind of Emily's second two-on-one date in a way, because she sort of was on one with her twin. I think
she's two-on-one.
I think early on I would have thought Olivia was a shoe-in for one of those early dates, like just that front runner status at the beginning, and just so that she could build up more hatred in the house. But now it was perfect to sort of
is she the only first impression rose getter to not go on a one-on-one?
Oh, that's another good one for a fact checker to look up. Probably, yeah, because usually they get one of the first two.
Yeah,
so yeah, really polar opposites. Of course, we get confessional of Olivia saying, oh, Emily and I are the same age, but it's like I'm her mom because she's so immature.
You know what's the worst part?
What?
They're both younger than me and I want to cry.
That's so crazy, isn't it? Now you know what I feel like. God. Everyone's younger than me on this show now.
Like it just hit me and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, they're younger than me and they're like fighting about it and like, oh my God, like get me out of here.
Yeah. Wait till baseball players are younger than you. Like all the baseball players.
Oh, it's starting. Bryce Harper looking at you.
So weird. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess if you just look at Olivia, maybe it's because her newscaster voice, like she seems older, but her attitude is very immature. And I just like the twins more.
Worst
and more.
Date of the season? Possibly ever?
Because of the, what, the boat ride? The
boat
island
ride,
with
the
nothing on it?
The wind. Like, Ben does not want these girls to have nice hair.
No. But I swear Emily had one of those elastics on her wrist, and so it's her fault for not putting her hair up. I don't know what the producers were saying, but that was, yeah, this is crazy. I don't think it was advised, because wasn't there another date in some season where they show up and it was like in Mexico or something, and the guy's like, no, we can't go today because the weather.
There was no Bachelor in Paradise this season.
Oh, yeah. So they just walked around the town. Why didn't they do that? This didn't look safe.
I mean, it was like a flawless shot of like Olivia standing there like sad on the beach. Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay, yeah. Well, so Olivia swears that she is like 100% confident that she's going to get this rose. Like, there's no doubt in her mind. I think she's just like, oh, just just Ben doing his thing to like sort of make good drama, put me on this two-on-one. But you know, we're deep, and I'm exactly what he wants. And then we have Emily, who calls Haley before, and Haley gives her some tips about how to just be yourself and not, you know, Olivia's going to be rude.
How does she, like, how does Haley have any tips on how, like, telling Emily how to be herself? Like, the occupation is literally twin, right. Which is, like, being the same as someone
else. Just
like
me. You'll do great. That's so funny. Yeah. And I don't know, how did you think this was going to go coming into the date? Did you think that Olivia would probably stay for drama?
Like, I thought Emily was going to stay just based on, like, what was happening before. Like, Olivia was so confident. And Emily just, you know, Ben seemed to really dig Emily as, like, a human being.
Right.
So,
and you could see him tuning out Olivia.
It just felt like Olivia's time.
Yeah. He would talk to her and he would ask her questions and she would have the look like, oh, he's totally getting me. But he would be really tuning out. Just like, well, what do you think that's about? Why do you think the girls are reacting like this? But really not connecting with her at all anymore. So I think it was just a matter of time. And
it's like the glass shattered with her for him.
Right. She, like, he saw her true colors shining through. I'm not going to sing in the cold.
See your true colors.
Very good.
And that's why I love you.
When is our karaoke podcast coming out?
I don't know. Not soon enough. That's for damn sure.
This is all for Randy. He knows it too.
He's going to be trapped in that car tomorrow, like, listening to us, and he can't get away. He's going to throw his iPhone out the damn window.
Yeah. What I loved about this one was when he takes the rose. Of course, I'm sure this is the producers telling
him. This is the worst.
Well, it's the best and the worst.
Oh, yeah, well, that too.
Yeah, but he takes the rose to pull Olivia away. So they both think that she's getting the rose. And he walks off to the side. And, you know, there's no reason he needed to hold it there. But just for drama. And so she's got this, her face when he's talking to her. She's like, yeah, what? Oh, yeah, I'm so in love with you. And then he's like, that's why I can't give you this rose. And it's just, oh, so good.
Oh, my God. It was just like, I know we like to hate Olivia, but it was just like crushing to me. Like, the look on her face was just like.
It was sad. But
oh, I was so blindsided. And she was like hurt and confused. And it was just like, oh, my God. It was just like, I wanted to cry.
Really? Okay, you're nicer than I am. I just watched it again today and I was really enjoying it. So maybe I just got hardened with my cold. But because then, yeah, like you said, the great shot of her standing there on this totally treacherous island. And one of our listeners, she like alerted us to a tweet. So she's at Subo18 and it was, she like kind of retweeted this tweet from at Barstool Trent, and he had the shot, and it says, never let him see the cankles, even at your lowest moments, a true pro, because she's got her feet buried in this little pool, just standing there. It was so good.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And she was like on that weird island, like about to be swallowed into the sea for like a long time.
Yeah, there was nothing around. They love to do this with, like, I mean, because like Emily and Ben just got back on that little boat, and I don't know who came out and eventually got, I mean, I'm sure it was the cruise boat or something, but it's just, she looked so deserted. It was really funny.
It was sad. Moira Wilcox asked, which is worse, being stranded in the Badlands with your enemies, like in parentheses, Kelsey and Ashley I, or having to stand in a hurricane long enough for production to get their sweeping aerial shot?
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. I think the hurricane. What do you think?
Yeah, because you're like, you might
swallowed.
Die.
Yeah. At least the, like, you have each other. If you're, even if it was your enemy, like, you're in the same boat, you know, you both got dumped. Do you think Emily thought that maybe she was going to get dumped too? Because that tends to happen on these two-on-ones.
I'm not sure.
She
I don't know.
Such a good attitude though. Even when she thought, and she was doing her confessional and she just thought that he was going to give it to Olivia. She was just like,
these
well,
my confessions.
She was just like, well, he's going to have a lame life. Like, sucks to be him. So she's already accepted that she's not the one.
Yeah, I think she knows what's up.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. Anything more to say about this two-on-one?
No, I don't think so. I feel like there should be, but like, I just don't know what to say.
Right. So then the next thing we have is Ben canceling the cocktail party, and we see Lauren B.
She got one every season.
They always do this, and everyone's always upset. And in this case, Lauren B. said this is the most nervous she's been, and she was acting like she thought she could go home. Did you buy that?
I do buy it from Lauren B. She seems a little nervous every week. Like, I think she's just like one of those girls who's like, wait, why does this hot guy like me? Like, what's here? Like, this is all going to go wrong. And I do buy that from her.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy that from like JoJo, because it's like, girl, you're hot. Like, you're staying. It's fine.
I thought it was funny with Lauren H, where she's like looking around. She's like, well, I can't see who else would go, so maybe it's me. It's kind of like the Survivor thing. Like, who's going to get voted out? I guess it could be me now, because she's sort of assessing the situation like we are watching it. Like, yeah, he's not going to get rid of JoJo or Becca, right? And definitely not Lauren B.
Yeah, it's like when you look, you have that moment, you look around, you're like, well, shit.
Yeah.
I know what's coming.
Yeah. And what did you think of Lauren H? Okay, so she's 25. She's the kindergarten teacher. And I just haven't loved her the whole time, because she was the one that had like the nasty comments about Jubilee and stuff like that. But she did the thing crying in the limo, like, I'm sick of this. I'm ready for it. I don't get why this always happens to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm older now, and maybe I would have acted like that at 25. But it's just,
yeah,
weird.
Like, she's
to
a
me.
Hot chick. She'll do fine.
She's 25.
I tweeted this out.
Yeah.
Lauren's going to like meet one of her kindergarten students, like, single dads, and they're gonna fall in love and be together forever. Like, that's her story. Like, I'm
right.
Sorry, that's what's gonna happen.
That is, that's the rom-com of her
and
life.
She's 25.
Yeah,
like, join
don't
Tinder,
worry about it right now.
Swipe right on a few guys.
No, the new thing
will be okay.
The new thing is Bumble. Have you heard of Bumble?
I've heard of Bumble.
That's the feminist one.
I don't use any of this.
You don't
shit.
Have like, to, because you got your man. But
that LTR,
I guess. Well, I listened to the Franny cast, and she said Tinder is like kind of jump the shark. So
yeah, now it's like happen.
Oh,
and
that's,
so
that's,
I was out
weird.
For dinner, and like Franny's mention of happen was the first time I had heard of it.
Me too.
But my friend and I were talking about it at dinner tonight, and she had used it for like 2 days and was like, wait, this is creepy as
really,
like,
creepy.
I'm deleting it. Because it's like,
maybe in New York City or something it would be fine, because there's tons of people. But if it was like, you cross paths with this person, I'd be like, well, I barely cross paths with anyone. So
yeah. But like, my friend was like, oh, this is like, people can like, you know, she would match with the same couple of people like a couple times a day or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, these people probably like live in my apartment building.
Oh,
and like,
weird.
No, I live here too. So like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, because I guess there are some people who probably listen to this that just found it not through RHAP, but Rob has a podcast. Rob did a podcast that came out this week with Francesca Hoagie, who's a dating coach, and she was on Survivor, but there's nothing about Survivor in this
barely.
podcast, so yeah barely on the show. So dating coach is really more her resume thing. And so if you're into The Bachelor and relationships, which you probably are if you're listening to this, you'll probably like it. She had some good advice, and I liked her one that she did last year too, so check those out. She talks about apps, but Bumble is the one where it's like Tinder, except the guys can't contact the women first. The women have to contact. So that sounds, if I were to do one of those apps, I probably would do that more than, definitely over Tinder. For
I
sure.
would not do any of those apps.
I don't think I would either.
Love it, but because like,
I don't want
my
face to be the reason.
Too high for that kind of shit. Like, my self-esteem is already not in a place where I can probably emotionally deal with like knowing that guys are like swiping left on my face just because it's my face.
Totally. No, I wouldn't do it either. I like the ones where you actually have to write something. That seems like more my style, but still not really my style. But, you know, it's the modern age. Everybody has to do what they got to do. So, I don't know. You never did online dating, did you?
I didn't. I barely did real life dating.
But we're still the experts, everyone.
We pretend. Like the fact that, I mean, rightly no one asked me for relationship advice, because it's just like, locked down someone who can put up with you.
That's good,
and cross your fingers.
Yeah.
Be patient-ish.
Did your boyfriend know that you did this podcast before you started dating him, or how did you break it to him? I'm like, seriously worried about that. Like, will I have to hide this for my whole life?
No, you just kind of, you bring it up in like slow stages.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying
what
to
think
how
podcasts?
I even do it.
Or are you like, what do you think about reality TV?
yeah, it's like, what do you like? Like, oh, I like, you know, reality TV. I watch Survivor. I watch Bachelor. And then you kind of be like, oh, my friend, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, P.S. Like, they're an internet friend. I know them from this podcast. P.S. This is this podcast. P.S. I have a podcast. P.S. It's a podcast about Bachelor. P.S. I have a lot of internet friends. And sometimes I go, like, visit them. So... You know, he was.
So you did the stages. The stages of coming out about podcasting and internet friends. I like.
Yeah. Like, and bachelor love. Best friends are on the internet. Like, I honestly feel so deeply lucky to have like this opportunity to meet people I would never have met.
Interests. I know. Yeah, it's really
in any circumstance, and that goes for the listeners. Like, I love. Seriously. I love that you guys like talk to us and everything. Anyway, so you know, there's been a couple times that I've gone to see. Friends in other places, like people have come to see me, like you came to my house one time.
I was just thinking about fine. Remember how we like almost died in a graveyard
because I got lost in Buffalo. We didn't almost die, so but scary. We were afraid of getting murdered.
Yeah, I mean the GPS took us to a cemetery
in the middle. Yeah, it was horrifying. But yeah, so he was like kind of okay with it.
Okay.
But like the thing that freaked him out the most was like I went to go visit a friend in LA that I met on the internet, and he was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Like what?"
Okay.
And I had to tell him like it's fine.
But you had done it before.
I've met people who've met them. Like it's fine. It's cool. It's no big deal. So like once I got past that, he was like, okay, like I get it a little more.
Yeah.
Has he listened to a single episode of this? No.
What?
He hasn't. Are and you that's sure fine. Like
oh, yeah.
He's not on social media or anything, and I kind of love that because it's like it feels like my own little world separate.
That was one of Franny's advice that I'm definitely gonna follow. I haven't followed it in the past, but she said when she's in relationships, she does not add the guy on Facebook or do any social media. Like they don't share social media, and I was like, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, like he's on Instagram and like he doesn't post a lot. But,
yeah,
and like we are Facebook friends, but like barely.
Yeah.
he's not active on Facebook ever, so it's fine.
That's good.
But like yeah, he's not on Twitter, and I feel like that's like one of my main ones, and like it's kind of nice that I can live my life on Twitter.
I guess I would worry. Yeah, the Twitter would be weird because it's like, okay, I have a Twitter that's sort of like tied to this RHAP, which is like that's hard enough to explain. Oh my gosh.
I know it's complicated, but you got to do it in like stages. Yeah, but now he's like so into Survivor, like it's hilarious.
That is cool.
Like
that's
like
cool.
he's probably since I don't know November he's watched probably about 15 seasons.
Like, oh my gosh! Wow, yeah. You're like training him.
Yeah, he's like. And I didn't even tell him to like go back and like binge any of these things. He like did it on his own. Now he's like super hooked. So,
okay,
you know, even if they're not super into reality TV, you could probably force them into it.
There's so much variety in reality TV that I think you could probably find something for everyone. You could probably do a quiz. Which reality TV should you start on? Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if I would trust. I mean, not saying you shouldn't trust your boyfriend, but I feel like if someone said, oh, I haven't listened to any, like, wouldn't he at least be curious to tune in? Like, that's his girlfriend talking on, like, at length.
To be fair, he listens to me talk, like, enough.
Okay. I would be happy if no one listened to it.
So I told, like, if I, you know, although he hasn't listened to any of the Survivor ones yet either.
Oh. Yeah, because you've done other types of appearances.
Yeah, he's just like, although I don't think he's ever listened to a podcast in his life.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I always think it's weird when people don't know about podcasts. But that's like a fun thing to expose people to, I'm sure. But I never, like my sister, I keep trying to get her to listen. Like, she doesn't get it.
She's yeah, like, and I went to school for PR. And so the one day in class, we were talking about like just kind of forms of like social media and like different mediums and stuff. And so our professor was like, has anyone done a podcast before? And so like I had my hand up and he was like, oh, what do you podcast? And
oh
I was
like, gosh.
Bachelor. And he was like, no, seriously, what do you podcast for? And I was like, The Bachelor. And he's like, okay, moving on.
What? We're getting judged here.
Some people like just like knock The Bachelor just because it's The Bachelor.
Right. Oh wow.
Yeah, you know, you can't be offended by it, but it's just
that's funny.
Also, that was a professor who did not know my name in a class of like 30 students after like a year. So,
yeah, we're not losing a listener then. No. Oh, well. Well, what is
this episode of The Bachelor? What happened? Where are we?
Well, Lauren H. left, but then we get a preview of what's to come, and there are some interesting things here.
Yeah, so this was the preview apparently on the season finale of Bachelor Live, which we didn't watch because... So it was pretty crazy, wasn't it?
Okay, it was... Well, they showed him with, like, two little girls, so we imagine that's Amanda's date. Then we see Emily talking about, I met his parents, right?
Yeah, I think his parents are going to come out earlier. Like, I don't think they're going to, like, spoil it like that.
No.
And then it comes out, he's like, I'm so in love with two different women.
Right. And then they show him on the phone, and they show him, like, slamming the door of a limo two different times, like, different angles, and calling someone. So it makes it look like he called, like
the third
place.
Do you think he was calling someone for advice, or do you think he's, like...
I think so. But I think they're trying to make it look like something it's not, but...
Right.
I don't think he's going to pull a Mesnick again.
No.
Right. But I don't know. I kind of felt bad for him because it's like he seemed like he was regretting saying I love you to two people, which probably shouldn't do. Like, that's usually why they don't say I love you till they propose. But I don't know. I just like tugged at my heart when he was like, I still want her in my life. Like, whoever he was talking about, like the second place, like I love her and I shouldn't have, like, biggest mistake. Like, I think the big mistake was probably he said, I love you. And so that he like ruined that relationship. But
I've never been a bigger advocacy of plural marriage.
Because when you're like, Ben needs both.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has so many good options. And there's just...
Marry them all. Have a commune. They all get along.
Yeah. Start a new religion. Oh, man. Yeah. He's just so sweet. I don't know. I just like... Yeah.
And it's like, Ben, why are you getting so upset about someone you're going to break up with in 6 months anyway?
I know. It's probably because he seems so like he's not going to break up with the person.
I know.
Like,
he's so cute.
He's
so sweet.
He's like 26 and wants to get married already.
Yeah, but these girls are like 12 and a half. And they're like, yeah, give me that wedding band. I'm ready for this.
That's funny because it reminds me of... Okay, so they also had the preview for... The Bachelor at 20. And I started thinking, like, how far away are we from having a show like the next edition of The Bachelor where it's like The Bachelor at 20 and it's a 20-year-old bachelor? Like, it's just like pretty much at that point right now. So, but this is Bachelor at 20, like 20 years old. So the Bachelor is almost old enough to drink and
congrats.
They're having a big party. This is just setting into me now. Like, that is crazy because I watched the first season and this is really weird. That's pretty old. Okay. Although it's not 20 years old. It's 20 seasons.
No, it's just like 20 seasons.
Yeah, it was not like, yeah. Okay. I feel better now. Okay. But yeah, Bachelor at 20. And this is where they act like keeping it a secret that it's Jade and Tanner's wedding. I don't know why. Why wouldn't they just hype
it up? Yeah, now it's out. It wasn't out at that point, but now it is.
Yeah. So they just think it's going to be two randos. Like, what are they trying to hype here by not giving it away? And then they showed like Andrew Firestone and Bob Guinea and all these people in the audience.
Oh, is that who they were?
Yeah.
I was wondering if those busted individuals who were watching the wedding were.
Yeah. So they got a free cocktail party invite. Andy has bangs now. She looked good.
Oh, honey, no, you're too pretty for that.
No, I like
also,
that.
The Bachelor's trying to kill me because, like, Sunday is the NBA All-Star game, and then they're having this effing Jenner wedding, and then Monday is the Grammys, and then an episode of The Bachelor. Like,
oh man, plus it's Valentine's Day, and I know you have like big plans with your boyfriend.
Good joke. We're gonna get tacos and I'm gonna get drunk.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds perfect.
Well, yeah, I didn't know it was the All-Star game, so I'm totally just tuning into Bachelor.
And it's
20.
In Toronto.
Oh, it is? Ooh,
yes. Oh, why are they doing this to me? And at least I think it's on tomorrow night, the what's it called? The celebrity game. And the coaches for the Canadian team or the world team or whatever is Drake, Jose Bautista.
What?
And
why are you not going there?
Oh, because it's so expensive.
Oh my gosh.
Like, the cheapest tickets for like the stupidest event were like $300.
Oh, I don't even know who's like from the Timberwolves is going to be in the All-Star.
My boo, Andrew Wiggins.
Okay.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm trying All-Star celebrity game. Okay.
It bummed me out when the All-Star baseball game was here and I didn't go either.
I know. I feel like that one's more accessible.
Yeah, maybe. Or like the home run
derby. Baseball is always more accessible, just like in general, than every other sport.
Yeah. Although I did see six baseball players filming a commercial in downtown Minneapolis on my lunch break. Yeah.
Okay. So Grammy Award winning artist, Toronto Raptors global ambassador Drake, and four-time NBA All-Star Celebrity Game MVP and actor Kevin Hart, first star, will face off as head coaches as the Canada and USA teams respectively at the NBA All-Star Game 2016. Okay. Drake will be joined in the sidelines by two-time NBA MVP Steve Nash and Toronto Blue Jays All-Star right fielder Jose Bautista. Okay, this is like the Hayley Strong wet dream right there. Because if you guys don't know, I effing love Jose Bautista. Like, more than anything in this entire world. Like, more than my boyfriend. He knows that, and that's fine. Anyways, Steve Nash is like the baseball or the basketball version of Jose Bautista for me. And Drake is like the music version of Steve Nash for me. So like, this is like the trifecta of like perfection. Like, I'm tuning in just for that.
Wow.
Anyways, there's even some Jason Sudeikis is on the USA team, and Nick Cannon.
I didn't even know they did the celebrity thing. This is really cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be an interesting game. I'm gonna watch it. And Becky Hammon, who is she's like the female coach version of Jose Bautista for me, so it's perfect.
Oh my gosh, you have a Jose. Who's your Jose Bautista of The Bachelor? Is it Ben?
Might be Ben. No, it's Ben from other Ben from last season.
Hey, who's the other Ben? Oh, the the hot one. What happened to him? Oh my gosh, he's gorgeous. Yeah, wow.
But Caitlyn might actually be like the Bachelorette version of it.
Okay. Wow. All right. Let us know, listeners, who's the Jose Bautista in your life? Who's the baseball Jose Bautista for you? Because not everyone has Jose Bautista as the Jose Bautista. I guess it'd be Joe Mauer for me.
Yeah, Joe Mauer.
Yeah. All right.
He loves the Twins.
Yeah. And Ricky Rubio would be the basketball version.
Oh, my God. That's Ricky Rubio gorgeous. Is like the Spanish basketball version for me. God, I love Ricky Rubio. And Kevin Love, before he left the Timberwolves, I was super in on.
Yeah, he's good too. Oh, wow. All right, we can find common ground. I appreciate the beautiful men in sports. I don't know them all, but someday.
Someday I'll be living in a big old city. This is a karaoke episode. Surprise. Totally. Okay.
Remember when Amanda Kimmel sang that?
Anything else about the episode? Anything else about the NBA All-Star game?
I just had a flash to Amanda Kimmel singing that for the Miss Survivor original competition.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I do not remember that. I
need to go back and look it up.
I'm not going to do that.
All right. Should we do Sean Tweet Game?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. Now this is Sean Tweet Game.
Can't wait to lose yet again.
Where I read three tweets by Sean Lowe, one tweet by somebody else that's in Bachelor Nation. It's often JP Rosenbaum. Might be the same tonight. And Haley has to guess which one Sean did not tweet. All right.
And I'll guess wrong.
Number one, can we swap twin with other twin? Hashtag The Bachelor. Number two, Ben has told Harrison he's beautiful at this point. Hashtag The Bachelor. Number three, bigger teeth, that Barracuda or Olivia? Hashtag The Bachelor. And number four, talking bad about other women is always the right strategy. Hashtag The Bachelor.
Okay, my heart automatically went to the second one is not Sean, because I don't totally buy that he calls Chris Harrison.
Okay. Final answer, or are you still debating?
No, that's it.
Mm.
Oh my God, I'm worse at this than you are at the draft.
Oh man, this is getting fun. It was the bigger teeth, Barracuda or Olivia, which is weird because, he always usually rags on Olivia. But yeah, I guess he's tight with Harrison. And he calls him Harrison. He's chill like
gross.
That.
I'm out.
All right. Did you have any other tweets or anything, or were we just sticking to the tweets game?
No, I forgot to collect some. Not going to lie.
Yeah. I had one from Matt Ligori. He said, the battle of Laurens has come to an end. Your winner and new Bachelorin champion, Lauren B. I don't know why we couldn't think of Bachelorin before, but that's good.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Yes, that was a good one.
Yeah, so we started with four Laurens and one Laura, and we're down to one.
Yeah. I would like to see a Bachelorin season. We could do it.
This is the Corlornation.
Yeah. Oh, and did you see a couple of people tweeted us a yearbook picture of Ben Higgins in fourth grade. Did you see that? He was pretty adorable. He was really cute. I think it like looks like he's dorky because he has glasses, but no, he was cute. So that was fun. And and I have one from Humberto Urrutia. Sorry if I said the last name wrong. He says, after last week's podcast at RHAP Recapper and at @HStrong_, I can't not notice the many times Ben says like more than Emily, who I accused last week. So good. We're raising awareness. It's not just a girl thing. And we had our rant about it. And I really appreciate that we had people comment. We weren't fishing for compliments or anything, but people were really nice on our comments page saying that they don't hate our voices. So I really like that. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, I appreciate it greatly. I love when people are nice to me. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Also, I still didn't notice anyone on the show using like too much.
Still didn't? Okay. Yeah.
It just didn't occur to me.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not bothered. Let's see. Do you have an iTunes review? And if you don't know what we're talking about, you can go to iTunes, leave a review. Thank you, everyone. It's my new Sunday tradition. It makes me feel good when I get the Sunday blues. I see there's any new reviews, and they always warm my heart. So thank you very much. But if you leave a review and we read it on the podcast, you're entered into a drawing to win a Bachelor prize pack that we will mail to you once we randomly draw your name. So enter in. If you've already left a review, you're still in the running. We can always go back and find more. But Haley, did you find one for today?
I did. Sometimes the short reviews are great and we love them. We love all the reviews. This one is from our good friends over at the St. Louis Wine and Cheese Alliance. The title was Longtime Listener, First Time Reviewer. And they said, Amy and Haley are the Sex Panthers of podcasting.
Perfect. I want to add that to my bio now. That's great.
I'm going to add it to my resume.
Just don't show it to that one professor because he'll be like, what? I'm against podcasting about things that aren't serious. I think a lot of people think podcasts are only like NPR, which is fine, but that's not all there is. There's a podcast about
Sometimes there's trashy podcasts about The Bachelor, and that's us. We got to fill that
smart
void.
Things. We're talking smart things here.
Yeah, we're talking smart things.
All right. Thank you for leaving that review, St. Louis Wine and Cheese. Contingent.
And everyone else.
And everyone else. Seriously, it was really hard to pick this week, and we'll probably have to go back to some of those because they were all awesome that came in recently, as they all are awesome. Okay. Let's see. We got a lot of questions, probably because we delayed and requested more questions. But here is one from @LizzieMcCP. Are we to believe that Emily's final two, or do Ben's parents come early? #Bachelor, #Red Herring, #Podcast.
Yeah, that is a #Red Herring. It just doesn't make any sense to me that Emily's going to make it to the final two.
Right, because we saw nothing else of her. Like, they showed other people saying, I love you to Ben and stuff, and we didn't see any of that. It was just like, I met Ben's parents.
I'm like, she's so young.
Yeah. Do you think it's one of those dates, like, where how on Juan Pablo's season, one of them met his kid early or something, where it's just like, oh, yeah, the date is you get to hang out with the parents.
Yeah. Or maybe they go to his hometown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's always an option. They go see his stupid, boring high school.
Yeah, exactly. Because didn't Becca meet Chris's parents like earlier than the...
No, that was our good married friend, Jade.
Oh, yeah. Jade. Yes. What do you mean? She's not married yet. I don't know anything. Yeah, it's Janner. All right. Lindsay Hughes, @LindsHughes. Since Olivia is probably still abandoned on that island, does that make her a lock for Survivor 33?
Oh, my God. I would love to see her on Survivor.
She'd be good. They haven't done that crossover, I think, because of the ABC-CBS thing.
Yeah, but sadly. I think she would be a really interesting candidate. I think she'd fit Survivor much more than she would Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, but we'll take her where we can get her. At I'll be unsure on Twitter, was this the overall worst set of dates that one bachelor could ever have? It looked like every girl was miserable.
Yeah, this was not great. I think Kayla was in on her date. But I think Kayla's just good at putting on like a fake, or not a fake face, but like a happy face just in like any situation.
Yeah.
Although I would love to hang out with swimming pigs, so I don't know what the hell everyone's problem was.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently, I don't know, that there was like poop floating around in the water. I saw that on Twitter.
Oh my God, hilarious.
And yeah, that they were kind of aggressive and chasing, and that the like that symbol when you put your arms up to say like I'm out of food, like I don't think that really carried any weight, but.
And yeah. Ben was kind of being a pig himself.
Yeah, hogging Lauren B to himself.
That was beautiful.
Here's from at It's Amy Ann on Twitter. Do you think Leah was just trying to get airtime or actually believe sabotaging the front runner was smart play?
I think she's trying to get airtime. I think okay. She knows what's up. I think she knows that it's the end of the line for her. That's so why smart. Not set fire while she's on her way out?
Very diabolical.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was pretty bland until this point. So we'll see how it pans out. Again, we don't want, oh gosh, I just reminded myself that we didn't reveal the draft. I was going to say, we don't want Randy and Kelly to get another draft point for Leah being on Bachelor in Paradise. But I suppose, since I
she's
did remember.
She's on our team.
Leah is? I thought they had Leah.
No,
sure?
We have Leah.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah.
I thought she they had her. I thought they had everyone.
No, because we had Kayla, and we had Olivia, and we had Leah, and now we're just down
we
to Kayla.
Did have Leah.
We apparently suck at this.
We're so this is like they almost have double what we have now. 140. Let's see. Is this the most recent one? Or come on, George. I don't know.
Don't blame George. Blame us.
No, it's maybe he's given up on it because, but. Last week, it was 141 to 81. Oh, no. He does have it. I'm just looking at the wrong column. Last week, it was 141 to 81. Now, from the Bahamas, Team Randworth has 161. Team Hosts has 96. So we haven't even cracked 100 yet.
Mm-hmm.
We are down to only Kayla on our mm-hmm. team. They still have Lauren B., Becca, JoJo, Amanda, and Emily. This is ridiculous.
Right.
It's embarrassing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, thank you, Kayla, for getting us 27 points this week, because otherwise it would be really sad. But yeah, Lauren B still got 26 points and she didn't even have.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Or 26 points total. Kayla has 27 points total. Anyway, you have to look at George has a very elaborate spreadsheet at GeorgeCTV on Twitter. And thank you, George. We do not mean to discredit you by reaching out for this draft. It's purely for egos of Randy and Kelly. Mainly Randy, of course. Because it's getting a little out of control. OOC. But thank you very much for tracking this. And hopefully we redeem ourselves next season.
We won't.
No. Let's see. But it makes it fun, right? It's all about the fun. More questions. Austin Trupp, our buddy, he says, you guys have been killing it as usual. Thank you, Austin. And his question is, what did you guys think of the sort of meta commentary this episode about the process and how it's challenging? Do you think The Bachelor is shifting a bit towards being more open about how it is such a difficult situation? Let's start with that. He has another question, but we'll start with that.
I think that's interesting. I feel like Ben is just like more emotional than the guys we've seen in the past. And I think his path is a little. Yeah. And he's, you know, he can actually express his feelings in like a coherent manner.
Right.
I think that being younger like really plays into it. Like he's not quite as mature as he is. He's just not like, you know, the mature that some of these guys are
not worried about his image so much. Like he's not worried about what career he's going to get next after this or selling his wines or something.
So yeah. It's, I don't even remember my train of thought.
I think they're reacting to, they have to always react to what is happening in the house too. So if more women are self-aware about this and that's what Ben's talking about, then they have to show that. If it's more drama about the girls, and this we've been talking about how it's not a really dramatic cast, then they don't really have that to go on. So they have to focus on how they're just having a hard time. They're noticing. They don't usually ever say, like, point out a front runner or anything like that. So that's
And I think part of it is, like, Ben has some clear front runners in his mind. And so that's really difficult for him because he's like, who do I pick? Like, I think all these girls are great because they are. Like, all the girls who are the type, like,
a
lot
of them were really good at being able to cover up. Like, they acted into all the girls. You know, you wouldn't really tell who the front runner was right away. Mm-hmm. They could really act better. And I think he's just a lot more sincere and he can't really hide that he's not that into Leah or Lauren H., you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then his second question. Also, now that we're getting to the nitty gritty of the season, how would you guys rank Ben compared to other bachelors up to this point?
I'm no bachelor historian, so you might be able to answer this question a little bit better. But out of the seasons I've been watching, I really enjoyed Ben as a bachelor. He's remained likable, but not dramatic. But, you know, like I said in the last answer, he's kind of given us what he's wanted, what we wanted. And that's, you know, telling us what's going on inside of his head and not being super concerned about his, you know, business or whatever.
Yeah. In terms of, like, sincerity and wanting to get married and stuff, he's high up there. He's not, he doesn't sound like he has canned lines or anything like that. He's not the most entertaining, but I'm trying to think. I always like when they're, although this tends to be more like guys on The Bachelorette, the ones who are like JP or Ari, or they just have good confessionals and are funny, but that's just not really Ben, you know? So, yeah, he's definitely up there, but we'd have to do like a whole podcast ranking them to really see, you know.
Yeah, I've been enjoying this season a lot.
Definitely.
There's only been like one episode where I really felt it was dragging, and that was last week.
Yeah, last week for sure. It didn't even give us a rose ceremony. Such a letdown. And here's Joe Braga. He wants to know, how do you date this many women you have feelings for and keep everyone happy? Does anyone know? Ben Higgins, so he's, that's in quotes. Does this quote sum up The Bachelor perfectly? Hashtag Bachelor Probs.
Yeah, as a person who has only dated one person, just like in general, not even like out of time, just like in like my lifespan, I can't even put myself in these shoes. I can't imagine this many people being into dating me at one time. Like, it's just like not a possibility. But that quote does perfectly describe what The Bachelor is. And I think Ben tries really, really hard to keep all of them happy. I don't think every bachelor does that.
And I think he, like most of them, and I think this is how I would be. And when I watch a show, it's a hard time for me to buy that, oh, they don't really have feelings for that many. But I think he wasn't expecting. I think he thought it would just be like a clear person. And so I think the interesting thing about this quote is, how do you date this many women you have feelings for and keep everyone happy? Because it's totally fun. We've seen a lot of bachelors have a lot of fun dating 25 women. You know, they don't have feelings for all of them. Mm-hmm. And they don't care about keeping everyone happy. And Ben does. So it just shows that he's like a nice guy. And this isn't his, you know, this isn't the route that he would have wanted to take. But he wants the goal that comes at the end more than most of the bachelors do. So yeah, I'm interested to see. Was that him talking to Chris Harrison? Or I don't know if Chris is the one to get advice.
But,
yeah. So, yeah, I'm interested to see how it plays out. But that totally is. And we see that play out a lot more on The Bachelorette. Because I think it's harder usually for the leads on that to wrestle with that. Kristen Narr wants to know, of all the women left, did you ever think Emily would be the one to win the rose over Olivia on a 2-on-1? So we kind of talked about it. I think earlier on, I wouldn't have thought that. Like, if we were just projecting at the beginning of the season.
No, but since Haley's gone home, I think Emily has really come into her own as a character on the show and, you know, a player in this game.
Probably different
lead. It makes
sense
that Emily was... I feel like anyone who was up against Olivia was going to get picked.
Yeah, and I think, again, to go back to Ben and just his style, I think a different lead would have been more amenable to keeping Olivia around longer for the producer's sake. But I think Ben is like, no, she's causing drama and I don't want to deal with her anymore.
Yeah.
But I could see Juan Pablo keeping Olivia around or something. Then we have Jocelyn Chartier. Do you think Kayla has enough depth to be the next Bachelorette? She had trouble expressing herself to Ben and doesn't seem genuine at all. If she isn't Bachelorette, who else could be?
I just don't see anyone else being the Bachelorette at this point. And I feel like we've gotten those shiny, happy bachelorettes in the past. Like, yeah, I feel like Emily Maynard was mostly that. Desiree was a lot of that.
Yeah. Bubbly. I think... So on this date, when she was doing that confusing back and forth, like, I'm worried I'm going to break your heart. And I'm, you know, I think I'm falling in love, but I'm worried that I don't have enough time. Or I could totally just see that being her story as the bachelorette. Like, oh, on bench season, it wasn't enough time for me. And now I learned that I have to open up and, you know, I might have to break some hearts. You know, I could just totally see it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, we talked about Jubilee, but that doesn't seem like it's going to happen because she didn't even go on after the final, or no, after Bachelor Live.
Bachelor.
Like, gave her some weird montage, but she didn't even get invited. And so, yeah, I think you're right about the diversity thing. It's just going to be Kayla. I mean, it counts. I think she'll be good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Suhail Bowman, you really think Olivia will be accepted to be in BIP? Also, can't you guys just wait for a woman tell all? Leah better be there.
I think Olivia will be asked, but I don't think she'll accept it. Okay. I just think her image is way too important to her, and just like the way she came off in this season was just like not great, and I don't think she's gonna like that.
Okay.
Yeah, the women tell all hopefully should be pretty good. Leah will be there. She'll probably be annoying, but I don't think she's going to be the person with the least amount of screen time to talk the most.
Right. And Olivia will definitely be at Women Tell All at least, too. So,
like, as long as Mandy is there, I don't give an S about who else is.
Oh, my gosh. It took me a second. Oh, Mandy. These pigs kind of overshadowed the mini horse, but... Oh, my gosh.
God, I love the mini
horse. We need one more animal to show up, because then we can do, like, a Dig Mary.
I need, like, 9 more animals to show up.
Yeah, we do. And we already answered Ian's question about the pigs swimming. Will Holston, should Leah have stayed behind after the first part of the group date and tried to get a rose from one of the pigs? Also, was this the best episode of the season?
She should have taken home one of the pigs as like a pet, and then she could have come back on the next season and her job title could have been pig lover.
Oh my gosh. This reminds me, one time I had a trip out to LA and I was in, it was like the hills or something, like Laguna Beach, literally. And some girl had a giant like pot-bellied pig on a leash and brought it to the beach and was like sunbathing with it, and I was so jealous. It was so cute, but it didn't swim, but I like creepily took pictures from afar, and it was like the cutest thing ever. And I was like, I just want to be like this rich girl that lives in the hills and has a pig as a pet and maybe teach me to swim.
Did you know that Santa Monica every like couple months has like a corgi day where like what? Everyone brings their corgis to the beach and they have a little corgi gosh. Party? Like, that's my type of jam.
Wow. That's
I'd
your jam.
Pet all of those.
Not deep intellectual conversations aren't your jam.
No, it's a large number of cute dogs in one place at one time.
So cute. I love dog God, beaches. So good. I want a pig as a pet. Somebody get me one.
You have a pet.
I know.
Oh, you have.
But yeah, a pig would probably make a lot more noise.
Do you
than
think Linus would be down with pig?
With pig.
What Peanuts character would you name this pig after?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess it would depend if it was a girl or not, because Sally or Lucy would be kind of a cute pig name. But Mel got served. Her dog Schroeder, right? And I think that's really mm-hmm. cute. Or Rerun or Franklin would be cute also.
Oh, Franklin would be a great pig name.
Okay.
Peppermint. Right. Peppermint Piggy.
Peppermint Piggy. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
or
my
Marcy.
God.
That'd be good too. Oh my gosh. Okay. I need to get like a bunch of more pets. So that means I need to move. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. He gave up. He's not whining right now. But yeah, he probably would try to eat the pig like Leah did. Supposed to be like, I like eating pigs.
Oh my God. It was so funny. One of the girls was like, are we feeding these pigs hot dogs?
Yeah, they were feeding them hot dogs.
And then they're like, oh, it's chicken. Like, chicken I did not dogs. Believe that.
Yeah, they're probably just like,
it was so like half-hearted, like, oh, it's chicken. Yeah. And no, it's not.
Right. I've never even heard of chicken hot dogs. I mean, I'm sure they
I
exist.
Have, but like, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I got really sick from chicken hot dogs one time, fun Ugh. Fact.
Yeah. I think I got sick from a veggie hot dog before. That's probably not surprising, but... Let's see. Moira Wilcox, which is worse, being stranded in the Badlands with your enemy?
We read this one.
Oh, we did that one. All right. Yes. You got that one already.
Yes. But there is another Moira Wilcox one.
Oh, yes.
Also, what happened to Lee's black eye from the season preview? Was she that MIA that we missed that whole time frame?
I missed this totally. When did she have the black eye?
Yeah, in the preview, she had like someone had a black eye and it was Leah. And then we just like never saw the resolution of this story.
Yeah. Okay. If you're really boring if they can't even show like your black eye story on TV. It probably was a soccer date.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
B. Watkinson, is Olivia's line to Ben, I just want to talk smart things, you know, one of the best things ever said?
Yeah, I'd say. Like, it's kind of like a good mixture of, like, hilarious and sad.
Yeah, so it reminds me of 30 Rock, like, I want to go to there. You know, like, just, I want to talk smart things. It's, like, not grammatical, so it just sort of defeats the purpose. But, yeah, I like it. And just, like, deep combos are my jam. Or deep.
Yeah, if you're saying deep combos are your jam, like, no. Come at me, bro.
I would like to see Olivia's dating profile. Like, that would be just a perfect bio. Like, I want to talk smart things with you. Deep combos are my jam. I like reading and politics. I don't do hair.
I like wearing glasses. Yeah. They're prescription, so don't think they're fake.
Yeah, she was just, all her one-on-one time was just her talking herself up and
don't mind my cankles.
Throwing shade at the other girls. It's just not a good look. Okay, Cassie. Yeah,
except when you podcast about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, she's still beautiful, but you know. Cassie Dietrich, why didn't they change the 2-on-1 date activities when they realized what the weather would be? I think because they knew Olivia was going home.
Yeah, they knew that shot was going to be so perfect that they're like, you know what? We don't mind killing one of these blonde girls for this great shot.
Right? So good. All right, that's it for questions, I believe. So thank you, everyone, for sending those in. And should we go with the hashtag blondicide? Or do you have
anything else?
Yeah. Or let us know what's your jam. Let us know who your Jose Bautista is of any sort of subject matter. That'll be fun.
And have a happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
You guys are always our Valentine. Send us your best. Okay. Bachelor tines. Send us your best bachelor pickup lines.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Remember, like, was it Gordon Holmes, like, made Survivor Valentine's one time and they were really funny?
He made a couple this year, too.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you're really skilled at Photoshop and stuff, you can make them, but, you know, be like, it's okay to be your Valentine.
Even just use like janky paint. Like, we love it.
Yeah. So good.
So you can tweet those to us. I'm at @hstrong_.
I'm at @RHAP_recapper. And yes, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for listening. Bye.